I'm Dan Hughes in the Old Time Radio Corner. I was first introduced to Stan Freberg when I was in seventh grade, about 12 years old, and one of my teachers played a couple of songs from his Stan Freberg with the Original Cast album, Green Christmas Maybe, and the Dragnet spoof of Little Blue Riding Hood, or the Lawrence Welk takeoff, Wonderful, Wonderful. I never forgot that album cover either, showing that his original cast was not a group of people, but the other kind of cast, the kind you put on a broken leg. Freberg is best known for his brilliant commercials. He has won 21 Clios, the advertising world's equivalent of the Oscar. And at the end of this program, you'll hear a special bonus, Stan Freberg's famous Draining of Lake Michigan. Freberg's best-known radio show was The Stan Freberg Show, a summer replacement for Jack Benny in 1957. But 3.5 years earlier, CBS ran another series starring Stan Freberg. It was called That's Rich, and it was on the air from January to September 1954. Freberg played Richard E. Wilk, an employee of the Consolidated Paperworks Company. The program was a showcase of stars, with parts being played by Frank Nelson, Alan Reed, Peter Leeds, Hal Marsh, and Dawes Butler. This episode is the audition show. And now, Stan Freberg, and Here's Rich.
The turkey vulture, the blue-winged warbler, and the tufted titmouse have moved from Texas to North Dakota. This proves the world is getting warmer. It also proves that birds are smarter than Texans.
Well, that's rich. Yes, that's Rich, starring Stan Freberg as Rich. We take you now to Hope Springs, California, that bustling little community just a stone's throw from the heart of Hollywood, to the home of Howard Crump, where Richard E. Wilt has been visiting. Howie's had a hard day selling real estate, and right now he'd like to catch a little shut-eye before dinner. So Howie slips into his den, stretches out on the hide-a-bed Davenport.
Oh, I knew it. Doorbell's ringing!
In his room, 11-year-old Happy Crump is very busy reading a 3D comic book. In her room, 15-year-old Holly Crump is very busy painting her toenails purple.
Happy birthday, ringing.
In her room, Hazel Crump is very busy getting supper.
Well,
what's she stewing about?
Daddy, good night.
What's she stewing? Oh, never mind.
Yes? How do you do? I'm Miss Abbott, the secretary of the Bird Lovers League.
Who?
The Bird Lovers. Aren't you a bird lover?
I hate birds.
Oh, my. Well, isn't this the home of Richard E. Wilt?
No, it's not the home of Richard E. Wilt. The home of Howard S. Crump. Richard E. Wilt has been visiting here for 4 months. He's my wife's cousin. Second cousin. Once removed. And he's still here.
Oh, well, aren't you lucky? He's one of our most enthusiastic members, too. May I speak to him, please?
No, I'll see if he's come in. Is Cousin Richard home? Apparently, he's not here.
Dear me, would you ask him to call Miss Ethel Abbott at the Bird Lovers League the moment he comes in? It's very urgent.
Urgent?
Bird business.
Bird business, is that so?
Yes, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Was that somebody for Cousin Richard, dear?
Yeah, some bird brain from the Bird Lovers League. Miss Abbott.
Oh, a girl bird lover.
Well, this one may be a bird lover, but she's no girl.
What was it about?
Bird business. It's urgent.
Then I think you ought to call Rich at work. Hollywood 95264, dear.
Thanks, dear. Bird lover boy.
Oh, Howie, you know you like him.
Yeah, I do like him. But how long is he going to keep nesting in my den?
Hello, Consolidated.
I'd like to speak to Richard E. Wilk, please.
Who was it you wished to speak to, please?
Richard E. Wilk. W-I-L-T, like in, will you go with me? I wilt.
Oh. Well, is that the first name or the last name?
The last name. The first name is Richard. R-I-C-H-A-R-D.
R-I-C-H-A-R-D. Oh, Richard.
Yeah, Richard E. Wilt.
Oh, Richard E. Wilt. We don't have a Richard E. Wilt. If he worked here, I'd have heard. I'm the telephone operator. I hear everything.
I bet. Well, thanks a lot. Did you hear that, Hazel? They never even heard of your cousin Richard at Consolidated.
Howie, he works there.
Who says he works? How do you know he doesn't just chase after birds all day? And what's all this malarkey about that contest to name the stationery at Consolidated? Oh, it's you again.
Yes, I've changed my mind.
Oh?
I'm going to indulge myself.
You are?
I'm not going back to the office this afternoon at all. I'm going to watch seagulls.
Seagulls?
Mm-hmm. So will you ask Mr. Wilt to call me right after 9 in the morning? It's so urgent. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Have fun.
Who was it, dear?
Oh, that bird dame again.
Well, anyway, Cousin Richard certainly made a hit with the bird lovers.
Oh, yeah, he's a big man with the birds. But they never heard of him where he works. I tell you, Hayes, I'm going to ask Cousin Rich a few little questions.
Careful. Oh, Cousin Richard.
Hello, Richard.
It is not only the turkey vulture, the blue-winged warbler, and the tufted titmouse that have moved north. California's sardines have moved to Norway.
How's that?
How do you know so much, Cousin Richard?
Oh, don't mention it.
Well, Rich, the secretary of the Bird Lovers League, was here today.
Oh, Miss Abbott. Very fine bird man.
Well, anyhow, you're supposed to call her right after 9 tomorrow. She said it's urgent.
Oh, I hope it's no emergency.
Emergency?
Oh, you never know what's going to happen to birds in Los Angeles. Just the other day, a Western roadrunner tried to cross the Hollywood freeway at Sunset Boulevard.
Oh? What happened to it?
It ended up in the Hyperion Sewer Project.
Sit down, Rich. I want to have a little talk with you.
Oh, that's nice, Cousin Howie.
How do you like it at the Consolidated Paper Products Company, Rich?
Oh, it's very educational. Do you realize that they make everything out of paper? Money, milk bottles, bathing suits.
Bathing suits?
Oh, sure.
Boys or girls?
Both.
What happens if somebody tears one?
Tears one? Well, who'd go around tearing bathing suits?
Yes.
Well, I wasn't going to tear any.
Well, I should hope not.
Good night. Just what do you do at this Consolidated Paper Products Company, Richard?
Well, when I first went there, I was a use-no-hooks man.
What?
I stamped use-no-hooks on cartons.
That sounds very important to me.
See, hooks are the natural enemies of paper cartons. Once a paper carton has been really hooked, it's never the same again.
See, Howie?
Hmm.
Then they promoted me to a this-end-up man.
that nice? He got a promotion, Howie.
I stamped this end up on all cartons in which it is important to be able to tell the top, or head as we call it, from the bottom.
How can you tell the top from the bottom of a carton?
The top end is the end that reads this end up.
Well, yeah, but how can you tell the top end before it reads this end up?
Why, Cousin Howard, what difference does it make before?
Oh, good night. Look, are you still this end upping cartons?
I've been promoted again. Seems I never got this end up on the wrong end once even.
I thought you just said it didn't make any difference.
Well, Cousin Howard, once you have stamped one end with this end up, that end becomes the up end.
Yeah.
Well, how would a carton look with this end up stamped on its bottom?
Richard, did you say you've been promoted?
Oh, yes. I'm the missing man in the shipping department.
Huh?
Every time anything turns up missing, I get blamed for it. Right now, there's a whole carload of paper doilies addressed to Oskaloosa missing. Vanished into thin air in the outskirts of Ashtabula.
Well, now, what about that contest you're in, Rich?
Oh, the contest to name the stationery.
Hmm?
Yeah. Oh, it's a light blue, so I suggested Blue Heron Egg Blue. Not the blue of the blue heron, of course, but the blue of the blue heron's blue egg. Wouldn't that be a great name for a stationery? Blue Heron's Egg Blue?
Oh, great. That'll get you places.
We don't even put our names on our entries. Just a, you know, number. I'm number 217.
Well, look, 217. I tried to phone you at the Consolidated Paper Products Company today. Now, maybe you work there, but they never heard of you.
They never heard of me?
That's what the telephone operator said.
She did?
Now, look, Rich, you better stop fooling around with birds.
When it comes to birds, Cousin Howie, I don't fool around.
Well, you better do something to attract a little attention.
Attract attention? Me?
Yes, you might start with that telephone operator who never heard of you.
Now, what can I do to her to attract her attention?
Well, I don't know, Rich, but you better do something. They don't even know at Consolidated whether you're dead or alive.
Maybe they don't. I don't move very often.
Well, next morning, Richard enters the office of the Consolidated Paper Products Company, firmly determined to prove that he's alive. He goes straight to the telephone operator.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Did you ever see me before?
Mm-mm, never.
Oh.
So what are you leading up to?
I work here.
Oh, excuse me. What's your name?
Richard E. Wilt.
Richard E. Oh, I just told somebody yesterday we didn't have a Richard E. Wilt.
I know. It's okay. Freckles.
Did you call me Freckles?
The first name that popped into my mind when I saw you sitting there plugging in and plugging out was Freckles.
Oh. What's your name?
I already told you, Richard E. Wilt.
Oh, I've got it firmly fixed in my mind there isn't such a person.
There is. Richard E. Wilt. Richard E. Wilt. You better say it with me, Mom.
Richard E.
Wilt. And once again,
Richard E. Wilt.
Are you beginning to believe I'm alive?
Oh, yes, Richard. I couldn't forget you now if I tried. How do you spell your last name?
W-I-L-T. Like lettuce, see? Lettuce Wilt. When you see me, all you have to do is think of lettuce.
I'll always think of you every time I see a head of lettuce.
Thank you. Can I make a telephone call here?
Personal or business?
Well, it's to the Bird Lovers League.
Oh, a bird call. making personal calls, but they don't have a rule about bird calls.
Oh, I see.
Maybe you better use the public pay booth down the hall.
Oh, okay. Thanks. I better check in at my desk for... Gosh, you've got a freckle right at the end of your nose. It just wiggled at me. good morning, Mr. McCobb. Looks like a nice day.
What makes you think so?
Well, that's what the weatherman says.
Politics. It's all politics.
I see. Oh, did you see this memo?
No.
It says the surprise prize in the stationery contest will be awarded by our president this afternoon. Signed, F.O. Beasley. Gosh, there's going to be a surprise prize.
Yeah, probably a lifetime supply of paper cups.
Gosh, Mr. McCobb, have you got your indigestion again?
I will before the day's over. Look out, here comes Beasley.
Well, 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 Wilt. Congratulations.
Oh, gosh. Thank you, Mr. Beasley. What for?
You finally made it.
Made what, Mr. Beasley?
Made it to your desk. And only a minute and 35 seconds late.
Oh, don't mention it.
Just take your time, Wilt. We've got all day.
Thanks, Mr. Beasley. You know, Mr. McCobb, this is the first time Mr. Beasley ever paid any attention to me.
Politics. Where you going, Rich?
Oh, gosh, I got to make a telephone call. Very urgent. Hi, Freckles. I got to make that telephone call. I sure hope nothing has gone wrong with some bird.
How could a bird go wrong?
Ooh, well, just last week, a crane flying over Los Angeles got its legs tangled in a television antenna.
Oh, how awful.
In the confusion, the poor crane laid an egg right in the middle of Arthur Godfrey and his friend. Apparently, the crane enjoyed the whole experience. And now, every time she feels like laying an egg, she picks out a television antenna and waits for Arthur Godfrey to come on. Fortunately, she never has to wait long. Now... This is Richard E. Wilt.
Oh, Mr. Wilt, I'm so glad we found you. Please call Mr. Hackett at Hollywood, 95264. He needs a bird expert right away. We recommended you. Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye.
95264.
Mr. Hackett?
This is not Mr. Hackett.
Where have I heard that voice before?
B.B. Hackett speaking.
Oh, this is Richard E. Wilt speaking.
Yes?
Yes. The Bird Lovers League said you wanted me to call you.
You're the bird expert.
Well.
Could you drop in to see me, Mr. Wilt? I'm at the Consolidated Paper Products Company. Hello?
I'm still here. It sounded like you said you're at the Consolidated Paper Products Company.
Oh, yes, I work there. Could you drop in this morning?
I'm practically there.
Good. Goodbye.
Bye. Freckles, does a B.B. Hackett work here?
Mr. B.B. is our president.
Miss B.B. is... Our...
Well, 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 Wilt. Back again. We've been lonesome for you.
Oh. Have you? I had to make a telephone call, which is
why... Well, nice of you to come back.
Oh, don't mention it. Paul...
I am not interested. I just want you to know that I've got my eye on you, Wilt.
Thanks, Mr. Beasley.
No.
Where's Mr. Hackett's office?
Right next to the telephone booth.
Down the hall, right next to... Yeah, I wouldn't have had to waste a dime calling him. Well, thanks, Freckles.
Come in.
I'm Richard E. Wilt.
Hello, Mr. Wilt. I won't take much of your time.
Oh, that's okay, Mr. Hackett. My time is your time.
Good. Now, briefly, we're having a little contest to name a new line of stationery. Our employees have made entries by numbers instead of names.
Yes, I know.
I don't even want to know who suggested what.
Oh, I know. See, I...
The only thing I'm interested in is this. Someone suggested Blue Heron Egg Blue as a name. Now, I don't know what kind of blue Heron Egg Blue is. Do you?
Oh, sure. That's how I... Well, that's how I...
Good, that's fine. Now, here's... Tell me, what's that look like to you?
It looks like Blue Heron Egg Blue to me.
That's it. Blue Heron Egg Blue. Now, what's your home address, Mr. Wilt? We'd like to send you a little token of our appreciation.
Oh, no, Mr. Hackett. You don't realize I work
Nonsense,
for...
Nonsense, my boy. No. Where do you live?
In Hope Springs, 1100 Heavenly Highway. That's at the dead end.
Well, thank you, Mr. Wilt. I'm a busy man. I know you are, too.
Oh, sure. But, Mr. Hackett, see, I wanted to tell you
Blue
about...
Blue Heron Egg Blue. Oh, that's a great idea. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Ooh, Richard, Mr. Beasley is looking for you.
He is? This sure is my day, isn't it, Frank? Oh, Mr. Beasley.
Wilt, I have had enough. Enough, you understand? Absolutely enough. You have been away from your desk all morning. I warned you, Wilt. I have had enough.
Mr. Beasley, I was talking to...
I don't care who you were talking to.
But you don't understand. I was talking to the...
I don't care if you were talking to the president of Consolidated. Just tell me this.
Yeah.
What is a carload of our best paper doilies doing in Walla Walla, Washington?
Walla Walla?
Yes.
Not Ashtabula?
No.
Walla Walla?
What have you got to say to that, Wilt?
Walla Walla? Not Ashtabula? Excuse me. I've got hiccups.
Richard Wilt, I have reached the end of my rope. You are fired.
I am? Fired?
Now get out. Get out. Get out.
Hi, Cousin Hazel. Not me.
Why, Richard.
Well, Richard, did you follow my advice today?
Yes, I did, Cousin Howie.
Good. That'll get you places.
Oh, sure. It got me fired.
Fired?
Oh, Rich, what happened?
Well, I had to call the Bird Lovers League and...
Oh, good night. Didn't I tell you to let birds alone during office hours?
Yeah, but...
I'll answer it, dear.
Does number 217 live here?
Number 217. Oh, why, that's Rich. My goodness, what have you got?
A truckload of paper cups.
Cousin Richard, it's a truckload of paper cups for you.
That must be the prize for Blue Heron Egg Blue.
Oh, Rich, a truckload.
Yes, a lifetime supply.
Who would ever live so long? Hello?
Mr. Richard E. Will, please.
Oh, just a minute. It's for you, Rich.
Oh, me? Thanks. Hello?
Hello, Richard. This is Freckles.
Hello, Freckles. This is Richard.
I know. Mr. Beasley wants to speak to you.
He does. Ooh, what about?
He'll tell you. Don't hang up, Richard.
Hello, Mr. Will. This is F.O. Beasley.
Hello, Mr. Beasley. Richard E. Will.
Mr. Will, I think I may have been a little hasty today.
Oh, sure.
Could you get right back to work immediately?
Oh, sure, Mr. Beasley.
Well, thank you, and the sooner the... better, Mr. Wilt.
Goodbye, Mr. Pipsley.
Don't hang up, Richard. This is Freckles again.
Oh, Freckles. Where did you come from?
I've been here all the time. You better get back right away, Richard, or Mr. Beasley will get fired for firing the winner of the contest.
Gosh, I sure wouldn't want Mr. Beasley to get fired. Me too, Freckles. How do you spell my name?
L-E-T-T-U-C-E.
Getting warm. Bye, Freckles.
Bye, Richard.
Now what?
I'm hired again.
Well, what did I tell you? While you're alive, the thing to do is move, my boy, move.
Gosh, Cousin Howie. I'm going to use that for one of my mottos from now on. You sure are an inspiration to me. You and the birds.
In a moment, we'll return to That Rick. Over 1,700 American communities are participating in the annual voluntary collection for the Community Chests and United Funds. Give the United Way in your community. Now, back to That's Rich.
I'll get it.
Does Mr. Richard E. Wilt live here?
My goodness, what now?
A truckload of paper cups.
Oh, no. Cousin Richard, another lifetime supply of paper cups for you.
Oh, for me? Oh, are you sure?
For Mr. Richard E. Wilt, bird expert, from Mr. B.B. Hackett, with compliments.
Good night. Two lifetime supplies of paper cups. What's this one for?
Well, Cousin Howie, the other one was for suggesting blue heron egg blue. That was for the birds.
Yeah.
And this one is for suggesting that the suggestion I suggested was a good suggestion.
What are you going to do with two lifetimes?
Boy, am I going to live?
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our Rich.
This has been That's Rich, starring Stan Freberg as Richard E. Wilt, with Marvin Miller as Howard, Patricia Dunlap as Hazel, Bridget McCall and Tony Kaye as Holly and Happy Crump, Patty Chapman as Freckles, and Dawes Butler as Macabre. Also appearing in tonight's cast were Martha Wentworth, Bob Jellison, Will Wright, and Peter Leeds, with music by George Fields. That's Rich, created and written by Frank and Doris Hursley, is a Homer Canfield production. Roy Rowan speaking. This is the CBS Radio Network.
From 1954, the audition episode of Here's Rich, starring Stan Freberg. And as promised, Stan will now turn Lake Michigan into the world's largest chocolate sundae.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the Air Force. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio's a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Doesn't television stretch the imagination?
Up to 27 inches, yeah.
Stan Freberg, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening, and if there are old-time radio programs you remember and would like to hear again, drop me a note at Dan, D-A-N, at radiofun.info. In the old-time radio corner, I'm Dan Hughes.